Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Ayin Dalit, Ad the Ad Bechlal. And we're holding roughly 9 or 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara asks, it's the last word on the line, Ha, huh? And then you start the next line, Shetehe Abidosa Kshera Boy, Mehacha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka. What is the Gemara asking? You'll recall when we started the Braisa yesterday, going back to the Amud Beis, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, roughly 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, the Gemara brought the Tana Rabbanan v'hoysela koyin kamincha. This pasuk is among the psukim dealing with the Minchas Chote. Minchas Chote, as you recall, that's the third level of the carbon oil of the Yoyred. So it says in our Gemara, it says in the pasuk v'hoysela koyin kamincha. Darshan's the Braisa Shetehe Avidasa Kishera Boy. What does that mean? If you look at the Rashi Ksavyad all the way on the bottom, three lines from the bottom, Shetehe Avidasa Kishera Boy Koyin Shechota, a Koyin himself who is Chote, one of the three Averos for which you bring a Chatas Oile V'yoreh, and he himself is unfortunately Bedale Dalus. So he is bringing his carbon mincha. What does it say? Koyin shechata makarvu atzmoi minchasai. If he wishes, even though this is not his base av, this is not his mishmar, he can knock on the door and say, Raboisai, I'm a koyin, and I'm bringing my own carbon mincha. Please let me do the avoida. And the pasuk says, yes. Avidasik sheir boy, he is allowed to do the avoida, even though he's not part of that base av and that mishmar. V'ochi Darshinan says Rashi, v'ohisa l'koyin k'loimar, im mishal koyin, if this carbon is from the koyin himself, im mishal koyin tehei, k'sher loy l'hakrav k'shar menochis, he's allowed to go and do the hakrava, do the avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so this seems to tell us a gevaldig chiddush, that the koyin himself, even though he's not part of the mishmar, it's his carbon, he can bring the carbon. Frank Dimor now in Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, the kasha that Reb Chesky Marach already asked yesterday. Frank Dimor, ho, shetehe avoidosa ksheira boy, mehocha nafka, that a koyin can bring his own carbon, and he doesn't have to worry about the fact that he's not a member of the Mishmar. We learn it from this pasik, v'hoysela koyin kamincha mehocha nafka. We learn it from another pasik, and that pasik is much more generic, and covers all karbonis. Minayim the koyin shebo makrif karbonosav b'chol eis u'b'chol shor sheyirtze. A koyin can bring his own karbonis anytime he wants. Theoretically, you have a koyin who's very wealthy. He can bring every day of the week. He can bring an oilam mitashlamim, and he can do the avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. How do you know that this, in fact, is permissible? Tamaloyimer u'ba b'chol avas nafshoy. He comes whenever he has that desire, the sheiros, and he can go and do the sheiros in the Beis HaMikdash. No, sorry, bazois, this pasuk b'cholavas nafshay already covers all karbanos. What do I need a special pasuk here to go and tell us? The gabi the minchas chote. Everything more imi hasam av minah hanimin the davish ein ba al chait av the davish shabu al chait ein maloi. Even though the lashon of the brayse is Koyin shebo umakrev karbonoisav kol eis b'chol shah. Sounds like any carbon. Says he, no. This uba b'chol avas nafshi is only talking about nidorim and nidovois. Those type of karbonis he can go and do the avoid himself. But a koyin who's bringing a carbon chatos or carbon asham or menchas chote, these are karbonis shebo al chait. I would think, Emolai, maybe this koyin, if you will, is soiled because of his chait, and you have to wait until he gets his kapara from his chait, and then he can bring karbanos. But at the moment, maybe he is disqualified. Oh, that's what I have our pasuk to tell you, that even though he was a chote, he can bring his own carbon. Frey Timura, v'ha nami mihocha nafka, mihasa nafka. I learned this yet from another pasuk. Where is this other pasuk? This pasuk is a pasuk in Parsha Shlach, where we're talking about the din of Chas Shalom, a person who committed avodah zara b'shoigeg. So if you have a private individual that does avodah zarah b'shogeg, instead of having the choice of a kizba or a se'ira, like a normal carbon chatas, here in Parshas Shlach, you only have a se'ira. And it says in the pasuk, "V'chiper ha'koyin al nefesh ha'shegeges b'cheta b'shgoga lifnei Hashem l'chaper olav nislach loy." And the Gemara is bothered by the fact that this pasuk seems to be very repetitive. It says he's mechaper al nefesh ha'shegeges. That means the nefesh that did a shogeg. What did he do? B'cheta b'shgoga. His chet was b'shogeg. Shkoyach, I already said nefesh shegeges. What do I have to repeat? Bechet b'shkaga. Malame, to come to tell you, shakoyin miskaper al yedei atzmoi. That not only can a koyin, who's part of the mishmar, go and be mechaper for anyone that brings such a carbon, but he can be mechaper on his own carbon, when he's not a member of the mishmar. He comes in and says, Rabbi say, unfortunately I did avoid the zar b'shoygeg, I'm going to go and bring my own carbon, and this double lashon nefesh shegeges, chet mishkaga, comes to include not only a regular individual coming and bringing his carbon because he did this aver b'shogeg, but even the kohen who's bringing his own carbon can come in and do the avodah de'atzmai. So that being the case, I now have two separate psukim telling us the same, that a kohen that did a chet for which he's bringing his own carbon, he can go and do the avodah for his own carbon. That pasuk taka says nefesh shogeges b'cheta b'shgoga avameizid loy. If you're bringing a korban to the mechaper on a meizid, I would think that the kohen cannot go and bring his own korban. Kamash malon. That's why I have my pasuk b'minchas chotei. Then even if he did an aveira b'meizid. Faith, what? Amazed? You can go bring a korban from Amazed? Lechoyer, if you do Amazed, you go and get Malkis, Chas V'Sholom, you get Koreis, Misa B'dei Shemoyim, Arba Mises Bezen. Amazed, you bring a korban, Eich HaMishkach Esla. So it's more, yo. B'zodoin Shvua. What means B'zodoin Shvua? As you recall, when it comes to a din of Chatas Oyle V'Yorid, there are three separate Averis for which you bring a Chatas Oyle V'Yorid. The first one is Shvua Sa'edus. Now Shvua Sa'edus means that somebody goes over to Yankel and says, Yankel, you know Edus for me. I want you to come to Bezin and go and testify that you saw that I lent Beryl money on this and this day. Come on into Bezin. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any Edus for you. Of course you know Edus. Don't you remember you were there? I don't remember anything. Okay? Make a shvua that you don't remember any Edus or you don't know any Edus. Make a shvua. And he makes a shvua. And then subsequently, 3 months later, it comes Chodesh El, and he remembers the terrible chait that he did. He made a false Shavuot, because in fact, he did know Edis after all, so he has to go and be Mechaper by going and bringing a carbon oil of the Yodit. Really, how do you know that that's talking about amazing? Maybe it's talking about a Shoigeh. Says Rashi. Rashi reminds us of what we learned in Masechtis Hoyrius and elsewhere, that by the three Averois. What are the three Averis? So let Barry remind us what are the three Averis for which you bring a carbon oil of the Yairid. Very good. So by Shavuos Edus we just discussed. Shavuos Bitu, a person makes a Shavua Levati B'Sfasayim Lahora Oyle Hetiv, that he will eat, he won't eat, he ate, he didn't eat, things of that nature. And the Pasuk says, V'nela Mimenu. And he forgot that he made that Shavua, or he forgot that he in fact had eaten when he made a Shavua that he didn't eat. Or vice versa. Vanilla Mimen. And the same thing with Gabe, the din of Tumas Miksich Kadoshov, that he went into the base of Midish and there was either a Helam Tumma or a Helam Migdosh, meaning that he in fact was Tumma, and he knew he was Tumma. And then after that he went to the base of Midish, but when he went in, Vanilla Mimen, he forgot either that he was Tumma, or he forgot that this is the base of Midish, or he forgot that there is an Isser to go into the base of Midish but Tumma. Whatever it is. So in both of those cases, both the Shavuos Bitui and the case of Tumas Mikshash, the Torah used the expression Vinela Mimenu, but it doesn't use that expression when it's talking about the Shavuos Edus, and therefore I learned from that even if it's amazed, you bring a carbon oil of the Yodit to be Machaper. And in fact, this pasuk that we were quoting here at the outset of Ohisla Koyin Kamincha, Minchas Choyte, is in fact right after the discussion about the Shavuos Edus. Anyway, so bottom line is, our Gemara is telling us That's why I need the earlier pasuk with which the braisa begins, that even if a kohen did an aveira b'mezid, such as zon shvuah, he has to go, he can bring his own korban in the Beis HaMikdash, even though he's not a member of that Beis Av or that Mishmar. Good. Tan Idach, new braisa. Reb Shimon Oimer, Minchas Choytish, Okehanim, Mechmetzis, V'akoyim Mitzkor, B'fnei Atzva, Shiraim, Kreim, B'fnei Atzva. We already had this in the Mishnah. Just let's refresh our memories. We have over here a Kohen who's bringing his own Minchas Choyte. So what do you do with this carbon? So, normally whenever a Kohen brings a carbon, Minchas Nedava, it's Eina Nikmetzes, it's Kula Kolul on the Mizbeach, like it says in the Pasuk. V'chol Minchas Kohen Kolul Tia Loisi Ochel Bo'esh Tisareif. You do not eat the shirayim. Don't bother making a kmitza. Just take the entire isorayin of mincha, put the whole lock, stock, and barrel on the mizbeach, and you're done with that carton. Aha. Okay, that's the Tanakama of our Mishnah. Reb Shimon respectfully disagrees, and Reb Shimon says, no. The minchas chodesh kohanim is nikmetzes. You do give a kmitza. You put the kmitza on the mizbeach. And then you take the shirayim, and instead of the kahanim eating the shirayim, that also goes on the mizbeach. So, bottom line, the Tanakam and Reb Shimon both agree that ultimately this minchas chote shokoyin goes on the mizbeach. Only machloikis is that the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds that you do it all at once. Don't bother making a kmitza. Just put the whole isar and the whole kmitza, not the whole kmitza, the whole mincha on the mizbeach. But Reb Shimon said, no. This is no different than any other mincha that has to be brought. You go and take a kmitza, and after you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, then you subsequently put the shirayim on the mizbeach. So they both agree, it goes on the mizbeach. Is it with a kmitza, without a kmitza? Is it as one package, or you do it in two stages? So that's Reb Shimon. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon Oimer, this is the son of Reb Shimon, and he argues with his father in part, and he agrees with him in part. What does he agree with him? He says, HaKoyimitz kar bi'atzmoy, yes, you have a Koyin who's bringing his minchas choyte. I agree with Tati that you go and take the Koyimitz, and you put it on the Mizbeach. You do take a kamitza. But as opposed to Reb Shimon that says, now take the Shirayim and put on the Mizbeach, Shirayim mispazrin al beis hadeshen. You take the shirayim and you spread it out on the beis hadeshen. The Gemara doesn't explain what beis hadeshen means, or at least this braisa doesn't explain. So now the Gemara is going to analyze what does it mean beis hadeshen. Om Reb Chibar Abba, heavy but Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan, when he was learning this braisa, he was clearing. He was thinking. Beis HaDeshen Lehecha, which Beis HaDeshen are we referring to? Ida l'mala hainu avua. Ida l'mata yesh lecha davar shekarev l'mata. What does this mean? Ida l'mala, explains Rashi in Rashi Ksaviyat, we're talking about the Beis HaDeshen on the Mizbeach. What Beis HaDeshen is there on the Mizbeach? Okay, so if you look at the Rashi here on top, Dilamala, it's about a quarter down the Amud. Rashi says Dilamala. Look in the Rashi Lamala, up above, about a quarter from the top. Dilamala ala tapuach, mi gecholim sha'al ha-mizbeach, tsoivrim es hadeshen le tapuach, nimtza dilabasoif mispazer al beis hadeshen. So he says is that you go and bring a carbon. As you know, every time you put a kmitza on the mizbeach or you put a murim on the mizbeach, eventually it turns to ash. What happens to all of this ash? Every morning there's at least a small amount of ash which is taken by the kohen and is placed on the floor of the azara next to the kevesh that leads up to the top of the mizbeach, and that's called trumas hadeshen. That trumas hadeshen you have to take every single day, regardless whether there's a large accumulation or even a minimal accumulation of ash. That's a mitzvah in the Torah. You have to take of the Trumas Hadeshen. This was considered to be a very, very worthwhile endeavor for the Kohanim, and therefore they used to run up the Mizbeach to be able to do this mitzvah. Eventually there was an accident, and therefore they decided to do it al pi goyra. So that's the Trumas Hadeshen. However, besides that, you have the other accumulation of ash, which you're not going to remove every single day. You only remove it when there's a very large, massive amount, and then you go and take that to the Shefach HaDeshen, which was Michutz L'machaneh. Okay, but until that point, they let the Deshen accumulate, and you'll remember from previous Gemaras that when it came the Chag, then of course there was a huge amount of Deshen that accumulated on the Mizbeach, and they let it accumulate, because they consider that to be a covered for the Mizbeach, for the Shekhinah, for Klal Yisrael, that thousands and thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of heathen coming from all over the world to go and Pravi Yom Tov in Yerushalayim and to bring their Oilas Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, Shalmei Simcha, a Givaldige Simcha for Klal Yisrael. And because of that, they let it accumulate. The Gemara even says, B'derech Guzma, that they had up to 300 koir of the deshen that accumulated on top of the Mizbeach, and the Gemara says that that was Ashtikl Guzma, it was never 300 kor. 300 kor would mean ichweis to the top of the Empire State Building or something. A huge, huge amount. But the point is, it was a huge amount of deshen. So the way Rashi's learning, when the Gemara says that we're talking about the Beis HaDeshen Lamala, it means that Tapuach. It was called Tapuach because as the mound formed, it looked like a large apple. It was a real big apple. No, of course, no pun intended here. But anyway, so this tapuach is mikecholim, and when it says here that according to Reb Lozer Reb Shimon, the shirayim is vazor beis hadeshen, it means on that tapuach where all the gecholim and all the deshen was residing. Says Oktimor, if that's what Reb Lozer Reb Shimon means, haino avua, isn't that exactly like his father's learning? What it means exactly like his father, because his father Reb Shimon also holds that you put the shirayim on the mizbeach, shirayim kreim b'fnei atzma. As we freak the Gemara, the Gemara is a little bit difficult because when Reb Lozer Reb Shimon's father said shirayim kreim b'fnei atzma, he didn't say put it on the beis hadeshen on the mizbeach. He said put it on the maracha on the mizbeach. After all, the deshen accumulates on the beis hadeshen on top of the mizbeach only after there is a fair amount of accumulation, and then the Kohanim remove that deshen and put it on that tapuach region. So even though they might only be inches away, but the Maisa, they're not exactly the same. And the Gemara is saying, it's exactly the same, one and the same. It's so in fact, there is a hay here in the Shita Mekubetzes. If you look at the Shita Mekubetzes on the left-hand side, it's about 8 or 9 lines in. There's a small hay. They're not the same. Reb Shimon says you put the shirayim of this carbon minchas chote of a koyin on the maracha, and his son said, don't put it on the maracha, put it on the back of the deshen, the gecholim that have been removed from the maracha. So they're not the same. Zok reshita v'yesh loimar, that when Reb Shimon said that you put the shirayim b'fnei atzman, we've learned until now the simple interpretation that you put the mincha in two stages. First you take a kmitza, you put the kmitza on the mizbeach, and then you put the shirayim on the mizbeach separately, but on the mizbeach. Says the Shita, according to the way Rashi is learning, the b'fnei atzman mashma shaloi b'mkoyim hamarocha behind the tapuach. A brand new pshat. When it says in the Mishnah, and it says here in the Gemara, that according to Reb Shimon, you put the koinitz korev b'fnei atzmai and the shirayim b'fnei atzman, it doesn't mean that you do it in two different time stages, koinitz now, and a minute later, 5 minutes later, you put the shirayim. No. It's also talking about location. Shirayim, the koinitz goes on the marocha. And according to this pshat, the shirayim kreim b'fnei atzman means on the tapuach, separately, the Beis HaDeshen on the Mizbeach. So if that's the case, right, then Reb Lozer Reb Shimon is exactly the same as his father. So what's this machloikis? That's how Rashi and the Shita learned the Gemara.
even according to Shimon, it says that you're talking the Shirayim out of the Zbeah. If it's going on the base of Deshen, how can it be Kulo Kolo? It's not going to burn up. It's just going to be mixed with the ash there. This raw flour is going to be, it's not going to be Kolo. It's not going to be consumed. And we said the whole point of the Shirayim going on the Zbeah, or the entire ceremony of the Zbeah, is that it should be burnt up.
Very good. So go back to the Rashi for a moment. Rashi, remember, says the Lamala, Ala Tapuach me gecholim she'ala mezbeach soivrim es hadeshen letapuach. Meaning that when they shoveled and swept the ash from the Marocha to the Beis Hadeshen, it included burning embers, burning gecholim. So therefore, the Beis Hadeshen wasn't a cold place of just plain ash. There were gecholim mixed in together, which still had plenty of potency to go and consume the shirai. So this is a pshat according to Rashi. There's a Rashi Ksav Yad. If you look down below, about the 10th line into the Rashi Ksav Yad, it says idilamala. It's right at the beginning of the line. Says Rashi idilamala hatsover al gabi hamizbeach kloimer shemakiv hashirayim al gabi mizbeach hainu avur. In other words, the way Rashi Ksav Yad is learning is, no, we're not talking about the Beis Hadeshen. The Beis Hadeshen, if you will, is just a euphemism, just a term. It doesn't really mean the Beis Hadeshen. He really means the Marocha. Hatzor Agami Mizbeach, Kolei Mishemaka Vishirayim Agami Mizbeach. No, Hainu Avor. Then the father and the son agree. So in other words, it comes out, we have a Machloikis Rashi and Rashi Ksav Yad, where Rashi Ksav Yad down below holds that the Lashon of the Gemara of Mispazon of Beis Hadeshen is in fact a reference to the Marocha, and if that's the case, then that's certainly word for word, just like Reb Shimon that says also Shirayim from the Yatman on the Marocha. And according to Rashi and the Shita, no, we don't mean the Marocha itself; we mean the back of Beis Hadeshen, which is also burning hot with some Gecholim there, and that's what Reb Shimon was referring to when he said that it goes on Bifnei Atzman, not only Bifnei Atzman, separately in time, separately in location. But remember, Rabbi said, this is only according to the Havamah. So, what's the Machlaikis? They both agree. Either that you go and put the Shirayim on the Marocha, or that you go and put it on the base of Desh and back of the Marocha. But they both agree to the same thing. Elamai, says Imar Idilamata, do we mean the base of Desh and the Mata? What does that mean? That means, according to Rashi, the one that's where you throw the meiro'ah v'noitza of the oifais and the trumas adeshen that you place there every single day, which, as we know, derech neis was nivla into the floor. So are you telling me that that's where Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon holds mespazel beis adeshen, where you put the trumas adeshen and the meiro'ah v'noitza, and by the way, it's not only meiro'ah v'noitza, it's also the residue of the ash that is from the ketores in the mezbeach hapanimi, as well as the residue from the menorah, the wicks and oil that were left over, all of that went onto that special beis hadeshen in the azara next to the mezbeach, next to the kevesh. Ah, so if that's what he means, delamala, idelamata, mata on the floor, yesh lecha dover shekarev lamata. What you're talking about is that you're starting off with a carbon, and according to Reb Lozer, Reb Shimon, the first half of the carbon, the koyimitz, goes on the mizbech. Now, the kemitza is a matir. What is a matir? It's matir de shirayim. Normally, it's matir de shirayim for achila. Here, it's matir de shirayim that you should go and place under the base adeshen. And the Gemara says, yesh chodovah shekarev lamata. Did you ever hear that you have a carbon? That how do you effect this carbon is by going and putting it lamata on the base adeshen? That's usually considered to be where you are discarding things. Yes, the trumas adeshen, of course, it's a mitzvah to put it there. But then you're discarding the meiro'ah v'noitza, and you're discarding the ash from the mizbeach hapanimi, and the residue from the menorah. Instead of chas v'sholem, putting it in a garbage, what we're doing is the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, put it over there, and it's going to be nivla b'mkoymai. So that's how you're bringing a carbon l'chay.
With the shirayim of all the blood of zvachim go on the stove, which is on the floor on the southwest corner. What's so surprising?
That's not considered to be the ibud. That's considered to be the way you're supposed to bring a carbon. That the initial Hazoi Saddam, Zrika Saddam, you go, and even the Zrika Saddam, eventually it falls to the floor. But you don't place it on the floor directly. You put it on the Mizbeach, and then it flows off automatically. Here you're talking about Lechatchila. Can you imagine saying, one second, can you imagine being told, Lechatchila, go and bring a carbon, and take the blood of the carbon, don't do a Zrika in the Mizbeach, don't do Hazor, don't do a Mitzvah, don't do Shvicha Shirayim. Take it and pour it into the Amma directly. Anyways, are you crazy? In the Amma directly? That's where the refuse goes, so to speak, from the Kachin. Not, you wouldn't go and put the dam there. So you put the dam where the Torah tells you, and then if it flows off to the bottom, noobs and tight. If it doesn't flow off, then you leave it. But the point over here is that here in the Chatchili, you're telling me, take the Shirayim and put it on the Shefa Chadesh. That sounds so strange. Omalei Rabbi says, what's so strange? Maybe that's taka the mitzvah, that you should go and be ma'abed it, and go and lose it lechatchila. Achiku alei. And then the other Talmidim Bismedish started smirking and smiling. V'chiyesh lechadovi shekarv le'ibud. Did you ever hear of something like that, that it goes le'ibud? I never heard of something like that. Come on, how can you say that? So I don't understand Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. If it's talking about Lamala, that's exactly like his father, so there's no machlekes. And if it's talking about Lamata, I never heard of a carbon that you go le'ibud. And that's the lechatchila, that's the way you're supposed to go and bring the carbon. Every more Tony Avuda Reb Ovin, kol minchas koyin kol tia, loy se ochel, lachili kashtia, v'loy ledover acher. I made a hekish la'achila, but not dover acher. Now, what does that mean, I made a hekish la'achila? So now, if you had a chumash in front of you, you would see that the 3-4 psukim right before the kol minchas koyin kol tia is talking about the minchas chavitin that the koyin godel brings every single day. Now that mincha chavitin, it says in the pasuk, kolil toktar, that you go and burn it totally. In other words, it's one of the menachos that is the shirayim is not eaten, but rather goes kuli on the mizbeach, just like a regular minchas koyin, and just like a minchas nesachim. Those three menachos are not, you don't have any part that's eaten, it goes totally on the mizbeach. So now the pasuk of kol minchas koyin kol tia follows immediately after the prior pasuk talking about the carbon chavitin, and since the two psukim are together, the Gemara says we have a hekish, we have a smichus, and what is the smichus? That the achila hikashtia, that in both cases, don't eat from this carbon, don't eat from the chavitin carbon, and don't eat from the minchas koyin. Like gabi that, I made a hekish. But not for anything else. Now, what does he mean, not for anything else? My ka'amar. Omer abai hachi ka'amar. Kol minchas koyin loisi ochel chayvasoi. Kol tia nidvasoi. Meaning that Abai is explaining what we just said, that there is a hekish here between the chavitin and the minchas koyin. The chavitin and minchas koyin are the same in that loy se ochel, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's a carbon minchas choite of a koyin, which is choivosoi. Choivosoi means it's his choiva because it's a minchas choite. It's not a nedova, it's not a neder. He made a chait and therefore it's his choiva. What's the din? It's just like the chavitin that loy se ochel, you're not allowed to eat the shirayim. In that respect, the two are the same. However, in the next respect, in terms of what do I do with the shirayim, then I do not make that same hekish. But rather, the shirayim of a carbon chavitin, you put on the mizbeach. Same thing is, legabi a carbon minchas koyin b'nedova. That is kol tia nedvasoi. That's the second part. The nedova kol tia on the mizbeach. But if it's a choiva, then it's not the same. Rather, what do you do with the shirayim? According to the Blazer Reb Shimon, it's mispazno besedeshin on the floor. Even though a carbon goes le'ibud, says the Gemara, yes, that's what the Torah is telling us with this hekish of the chavitin to the minchas koyin, yet of the chayte. What do you mean?
Isn't the chavitin also?
Yes.
Isn't the chavitin also a chayva?
It's 100% it's a choiva. In fact, the Gemara is going to talk about that in a moment. And therefore, what the Mor is telling us it. Take the pasuk of Kol Minchas Koyim Kol Tiyeh Ba'esh Tisarif Loisi Achel. And what am I going to learn from this pasuk? I'm going to make a hekish between Meminchas Chavitin, which is a choiva, a daily choiva of the Koyim Gadol, Machtzisa Baboike Machtzisa Ba'arev. This Koyim who brings his Minchas Choyte is also a choiva, so therefore I'm making a hekish choiva to choiva, so to speak. And what I'm doing with this pasuk is, I'm saying, Kol Minchas Koyim. What's the din? We're here, Abaye, yeah. Kol Minchas Koyim, loisi ochel. Make sure not to eat it. Just like the Minchas Chavitin, you don't eat. Here too, you don't eat it. But there is a major difference. Here, loisi ochel choyvasai, you don't eat it. But what do you do with it? In the case of the Chavitin, which is a choyva, which is also loisi ochel, you go and put the rest of the shirayim on top of the mizbeach. In fact, there's no kmitza necessary. You put a full-fledged ganze korban minchas chavitin on the mizbeach. That's the choyva. Both of them are loisiyach. However, when it comes to what you do with the shirayim, by the minchas koyin gudl, that means by the chavitin, you put the entire thing on the mizbeach. But not here, when it comes to the minchas choyte of a koyin, then the shirayim is mispazer al beis hadeshen. It says in the pasuk kol tia. That's an advasai when he's bringing a carbon mincha benedava avada kol minchas koyim kol tia. The dava goes on the mizbeach, kuloy on the mizbeach kol tia, but not by the minchas chayvasai. Minchas chayvasai, the only similarity that it has to chavitim is don't eat from it. But the shirayim do not go on the mizbeach according to the blessed Reb Shimon, but rather goes on the Beis HaDeshen, where you put the Trumas HaDeshen. Questions, anybody? Omali Rava. Rava says to Abaye, Sakina Harifa Mifsika Kroi. You took a sharp knife and you split up the pasuk. What does he mean by that? Because look at the wording of what Abaye just said. Hachik Omar. Kol Minchas Koyin. Loisi Ochol Chivasei. Kol Tia Nidvasei. My good friend, that's not the way the pasuk is written. The written pasuk is written kol minchas koyin kol tia loisei ochel. So therefore, if anything, I should learn the kol tia of the minchas koyin, the minchas choyte shel koyin. I should go and learn that from the chavitin. That both of them are kol tia. Kol tia sounds like you put that on the mizbeach, just like by the chavitin. It uses the expression kolil toktar. The Gemara is going to focus on that shortly. So therefore, just like that goes on the mizbeach, here too the minchas koyin choyve should go on the mizbeach. And you're saying, no. The kol tia, that means the dava, the loisi achel, that's the choyve. You're splitting up the pasuk and you're reversing it. Because if I'm making a hekish, then the hekish should go to the kol tia portion. And not say, no, the kol tia, that's on the nedava portion. The loisi achel, which is at the end of the pasuk, I'm going to move to the front of the line and say, yeah, that's the same thing as the chavitin, that both of them are loisi achel, but only lachili kashdi v'loi ledover acher. So Rava says, that's a shver pshat. And therefore, elo amar Rava. Rava takes the pasuk in order. He says, kol minchas koyin kol tia. Nidvasai loisi, I'm sorry, nachamut, kol minchas koyin kol tia. Nidvasai loisi achel chel vasai. What does that mean? That when it comes to Nadava, Kolotia, put it totally on the Mizbeach, like every normal Korban Mincha, Kol Minchas, Koyin, Kolotia, put it on the Mizbeach. Loisiach is going to Chayvasai, that the Chayvasai that we're talking about, the Minchas, Choyte of a Koyin, that doesn't go on the Mizbeach according to Reb Elazar, Reb Shimon, rather, Loisiachel, don't eat from it. What do I instead do with it? I go and put it, Mispazer al beis hadeshen lamata, like the Gemara said. Frank the Gemara, the epachano, why shouldn't I go and switch it around? Meaning that I'm now saying that the nedava is just like the chavitin, that they both go on the mizbeach, and the choiva does not go on the mizbeach, it goes on the beis hadeshen. Maybe I should say, pum fakert. Says, yimastavra nidvase havel lirbuye. It's much better to go and say that the carbon nedava of a koyin is similar to the chavitin rather than the korban minchas choyte of the koyin. Why? Because we have three similarities. Shekein tadira, loichoti, and bosim reiche. What does this mean? Again, We know for sure that the chavitin goes totally on the mizbeach. It says kolil toktar. Toktar is the lashon of haktara. Kolil, totally consumed with haktara on the mizbeach. That's no shayla. And then we say, well, you have a hekesh over here. Kol minchas koyin kol tia. That's going on the nedava portion. That's how Rava learns. So you're saying that that nedava also goes kolil tia on the mizbeach. One, you say that this is referring to the choiva. Why do you say it's referring to the nedava? Says in, well, I'll tell you why. Because both the chavitin is tadira. Every day of the year, the Kohen Gadol brings his chavitin. Machtzisa b'boker, machtzisa b'arev. That's tadir. And the minchas nedava, says Rashi, not that you have to bring it, but the assumption is that plenty of people who were poor would bring a korban minchas nedava on a regular basis. You can bring a minchas nedava every day of the week. Except, of course, Shabbos and Yom Tov. But otherwise, you can bring a minchas nedava all the time. However, minchas choyte, you can only bring if you're chayiv in one of these three aveiros. Hopefully, there were not too many people that did one of these three aveiros. And even if they did, hopefully they had means to be able to bring a kizbo seira or the shtei oifis. So therefore, minchas nedava compared to minchas choyte, this was a tadir, and this was a einoi tadir. So that's why I prefer to go and say the minchas nedava of the kohen is similar to the chavit. Number two, loichati. Both of them involve no chet. The fact that the kohen gadol has to bring his chavit doesn't involve any chet. That's the mitzvah that a kohen gadol has to bring every day, his chavit. And the person who's bringing a minchas nedava of mincha, no, also like no loichati. As opposed to, of course, the minchas chayte, which involves a chet. And finally, both of them are basim reiche, which means both in the case of your chavitin and in the case of your regular korban minchas nedava, you have to go and put on shemen and levaina. And by definition, when you have the shemen and levaina, that's going to cause an incense to rise when you put it on the mizbeach. Masha enkim, when you're talking about the minchas chayte, it says in the pasuk, it's totally dry, right? So he shouldn't go out proudly and say, ah, look at what a beautiful carbon I brought. So therefore, when you just put on plain kemach, plain soilus on the mizbeach, it doesn't have any scent at all. So therefore, if I'm comparing the two, I'd rather compare the nedava to the chavit. I should go and be marba the choiva. That's similar to the chavitin that you have to put on the mizbeach. Why? Shekein isorei. Both in the case of the chavitin, the kohen gadol brings every morning an isorei, and then remember he goes and measures it into the kli, and he separates and takes a chatzi isorei in the morning, chatzi isorei in the afternoon. So that's an isorei. And the same thing when you're talking about a minchas chote, you bring an isorei. Mashenke, when you're talking about a minchas nedava, you can bring up to 60 esrainim in one kli. Therefore, there is a commonality between the two, the chavitin and the minchas choyte. And number two, which is even more readily apparent, they're both choyve. You have to bring every day of the week chavitin, and if you were chote in one of the three aveirois, and you are a poor person, bedali dalis, then you have to bring a minchas choyte. Both of them are choyve. But you never have to bring a minchas nedava, only if you want to. And so therefore we have two similarities. So why don't we go and say the minchas choyte of a kohen is just like the chavitin, that you put it totally on the mizbeach, not on the beis hadeshen. And for the morah hanach lefishon, after all, the similarities to a minchas nedava is three similarities. Here by the minchas choyte is only two. Well, three against two. That's why Rava learns that the first part of the pasuk is talking about the koloti is on the nedava, and the loisi ochel is on the chayfa. Frank Gemara, Rabbanon, Haikom Minchas Koyin, Kolotia, Loisi Ochel, May Avdilei. For the last 15-20 minutes, we've been talking about Reb Lozen Reb Shimon, how he splits up the Minchas Choyte of a Koyin, that your Makriv on the Mizbeach, the Kemitza, and the Shirayim go on the Beis Hadesha. Now, according to the Chachamim who learned that when you have a Minchas Koyin, Sai a minchas koyin of a nedava. Sai a minchas koyin of a minchas choyte. You don't do a kemitza and the entire korban goes on the mizbeach. So, Ibazoi, don't I have some repetitive words over here? Kolotia, loisei ochel. Of course, if it's kolal tia, if you're going to burn it in its entirety on the mizbeach, you're not going to eat it. You can't both burn and eat at the same time. So, preiti mara loisi ochel my avdi le. What are they going to do with loisi ochel? Kuntrub does Reb Shimon. I need the loisi ochel to go and divide up between the minchas koyin of a choite and minchas koyin of an edava. I need the two parts of the pasuk. But according to Rabbanan, loisi ochel seem to be totally ibrik. So to me, I need it for another drush. The Elyoina is referring to the Minchas Chavitin, which are the earlier psukim in the Torah. It's in this week's parsha, in Parshas Tzav, which mentioned we're going to lay in Mir Hashem on Shabbos. So the Elyoina is in Minchas Chavitin. There the Torah says Kolil Toktar. We didn't say kolot doctor. If you have the Torah or a sholem, it's ois hey. Va'akoyin ha-mashiach tachta mi-banav. That's talking about the koyin godel. Yasa oisa chok oilum Hashem kolil doctor. So it says kolot doctor by the Elyon. It does not say the iser achila by the Elyon. No, of course, if you're going to go put the whole thing on the mizbeach, then you're not going to eat it. But there is no specific express lav loisi ochel by the chavit. Just as kolu tot. The tachtoina is referring to our koyin, where it says v'chol minchas koyin kolu tia loisi ochel. That's the next pasuk after that earlier pasuk talking about the chavit, and that's why it's called tachtoina. It's the one immediately below. It says loisi ochel. It doesn't say, however, the lashon of kolil toktar. It says kolu tia maskin, but it doesn't say kolil toktar. And it says loisi ochel is minayin litin es amishol zeb bezeb es amishol zeb bezeb. How do I know that legabe the korban chavitin that there is a iser lav loisi ochel? And how do I know that legabe the minchas koyin? We're not talking about dafka chote, any minchas koyin. How do you know that kolil means that you put the whole thing on the mizbech? It doesn't say kolil toktar. It just says kolil tia. It should be ganz. Or guns, which should be destroyed, but how, when, where, it doesn't say. So it says, Yimara Tambaloyma, therefore I have a Xerishav. Kolil, Kolil, Xerishav. By the Chavitin it says Kolil Tokta. By the Minchas Koin it says Kolil Tia. Ah, Nemekan Kolil, Nemelahalan Kolil, Malalan Kolil Toktar. Just like by the Chavitin, Kolil Tokta means you put it on the Marocha. Afkan, by the Minchas Koin, when it says Kolil Tia, it means Kolil Tokta on the Mizbeach, and don't put it anywhere else. So just like by the Minchas Koyin, it says loisi ochel. And if you were to go and eat from the chavitin, you're over on a lav of loisi ochel. Oh, so that's why I need the extra loisi ochel to fill in the blanks here in this gzeir shava, because by Minchas Koyin it doesn't say expressly put it on the mizbeach; it just says kol tia. And by the case of the Minchas Chavitin, it doesn't say the iser lav of loisi ochel. So the Gzeir Shoba fills in the blanks here and there. Both of them are kol toktar the mizbeach, and both of them are loisi ochel. Based on this, the Gemara now has a springboard to the following very interesting shayla. Boy Ravina, koyin she'ochel mina eimurim. You're supposed to put the eimurim, of course, on the mizbeach, and you have a koyin who ate from those eimurim. Should he have done that? No, that belongs to the Ribbono Shel. He's stealing. He's being moil behegdish by taking from the Baishlam. Now the question is he oiver on a lav? Besides the Isser of Me'ila, is he oiver on a lav in the fact that he ate up those Eimurim? He has Chelev too. And if there's some Dam mixed in, he's going to be oiver on Dam. And if it's on Yom Kippur, he's going to be oiver the Isser Yom Kippur. Can we think of any, and if the Kohen is Tameh, he'll be eating it Betumah. Can we think of any other Lavin that the Kohen could possibly be oiver? Not of the top of my head. But in the meantime, the Gemara wants to know, is he going to be over on this loisei ochel that we said by the korban mincha? Mafagel too. Yes. And if he took out the emer and he ate it, chutz le beis hamikdash, he'll be over on yoytzei as well. If he doesn't make a bracha, he'll be over on another iser.
And
if he's wearing kilayim at the same time, it'll be another iser. Etc., etc. Yes, we can find a whole bunch of iser. Our Gemara is only focusing on the iser of eating, because by zor it says the chol zor lo yoichal koyish. Says Gemara, Nochal, boy Ravina, koyin she'ochem mina emrin, mahu. What's the din by him? Lav the zoris, that he's over because he's a zor, and the pasuk says b'chol zor lo yoichal koydish, that avadli k'mi boyli fishteitzach. He is a zor. He's not a zor. He's a koyin. But the gabi emurim, he's a zor. If you look at the Rashi Ksav Yad down below, like k'mi boyli davadi chayv shari zor hu etzla. Even though he's a koyin, he could be a koyin gadol. But the gabi emurim, that's not his. Belongs to the boyin shalom. Belongs to the mizbeach. So he's zicher zor. So he's going to be over on kol zor leichol kodesh. Ki k'mi boyli lav the kol tia the loy se'ochel lav. Ooh my. Is this kol tia loisi ochel only with respect to menochos, not only the minchas koyin, but also to the minchas chavitin because of the gzeira shava? Or do I say kol tia loisi ochel anything that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach to be kolil, to be burned and consumed? This is din of loisi ochel, and therefore this is a generic lav which would apply even to regular emurim. My Omer of Aaron le Ravina Toshe my ever brisa the sign your blues Omer kol shehu be kol tia lite loisa say al achi losoi kol shehu means any carbon in the world, which includes, for instance, a carbon oila or the aimurin of any normal regular carbon other than an oila. They're all kol tia. They all fit on the mizbeach. Lite loisa say achi losoi. This Torah is telling us that the loisesa of loisi achel applies across the board, not only to mincha, minchas koyin, not only to chavitim, et kol tia, anything which is in the parish of kol tia, meaning on the mizbeach, there is a loisesa. So, Mr. Koyin, if you decide one morning that you want to go and eat from the emurim, you're going to be oiver, give him hasra with two eidim. He's going to get over on these two lavin of kol zor leyechol kodesh and also loisi achel, besides the Me'ila and the Chalif and all the other wonderful things that everybody was enumerating earlier. Okay, the next Mishnah is very, very straightforward, as is the Gemara, because we're familiar with these halachas from learning it numerous times. Minchas Kehanim, that's a mincha brought by a Kohen. Minchas Kohen Mashiach, that's the Chavitin that we just spoke about. Or Minchas Nesachim. Minchas Nesachim is every time you bring a carbon oil or a carbon shlomim, and certain other karbonos, you have to bring with it a minchas nesachim. Oh, says our Mishnah, lemizbeach the ein bohem lekohanim. All three of these are kula kol on the mizbeach. The kohanim get nothing of any of these three karbonos. Ubazeh, and regarding these three karbonos mincha, yofa koyach mizbeach mi koyach hakohanim, because all the other menachos, the Kehanim eat the Shirayim. Here, Minchas Koyin, Koyin Mashiach, the Chavitin, Minchas Hesachim, Kula Kolu, the Mizbeach has an extraordinary right which the Kehanim do not have. The Gemara is going to ask shortly, what is the reason for this emphasis, Ubezeh Yofa Koyach? We'll see in the Gemara momentarily. Now, the second half of the Mishnah is just the opposite, the mirror image. Yishnei HaLechem, which you have once a year on Shavuos, the lechem upon him that you have every single Shabbos Kodesh, necholim lekehanim. These are all go to the kehanim. The ein behem lemizbeach, and the mizbeach doesn't get even a kezayisel. The shtei lechem is kula lekehanim. Lechem upon him is kula lekehanim, and not a drop to the mizbeach. So you see, this is the mirror image. The bezichel are going to go on, and by the shtei lechem you go and shech the kivsei atzeres. Absolutely, Rabbi Yisrael, but we're talking about the mincha aspect. The focus of this Mishnah is on the mincha aspect, that in the first three cases, these are all minochais, go totally on the Mizbeach Kehanim, get nothing. And these two minochais, Tehel Lechem, Lechem upon him, only the Kehanim get, and the Mizbeach gets nothing. Here it's the other way around. The Kehanim can stand proudly and say, oh, we get a koyach, we have a part of this carbon. The shtei lechem lechem upon him, and the mizbeach gets nothing. And again, the Gemara is going to ask, why do we add this ubezeh yofa koyach? Is the mizbeach bragging? Are the kehanim bragging and say, oh, I get a piece, and the mizbeach doesn't get a piece? You know, what's the purpose? Okay, zok Gemara. We start off the Mishnah even though the Mishnah started off enumerating three menachos, but then it says ubezeh yofa koich mizbech mikoich kehanim. Sounds like these are the only three exceptions to the rule where the mizbeach gets and the kahanim don't get. Every korban oila that you bring every single day, you bring at least two oilas every day, the tomin sheshacha, tomin shebein aboyim, then you give the entire thing to the mizbeach and the kahanim get nothing. So why don't you go and say, oh, bezeh yofa koich, not only bezeh, but every korban oila. And for the gemara, you forgot something. The Kahanim do get something after all. They don't eat from the carbon, but they get the ar. Oilas oif goes totally to the Mizbeach, nothing to anyone else. Says, no. You forgot. The oilas oif taka goes cool in the Mizbeach. But the Azorah gets something. That's what we spoke about before, where you put the Truma Sadeshin next to the Kevish leading up to Mizbeach. So it's not, you're right. Nothing goes to the Kahanim, true, but it doesn't go kulal in Mizbeach, so therefore that's why it's not part of the list. Don't you have the Nisachim? Nisachim also go on the Mizbeach, and nobody goes and drinks Shirayim from that wine. So, give another example of something kulal in Mizbeach, v'ein le Kahanim. Everything more on the Sheet and Azli. When we're talking about Mizbeach, we mean the Marocha. The Nisachim goes into those special holes on the corner of the Mizbeach, Leshitin, so therefore that's not what we had in mind. Okay, so these are the only three, therefore, that fit this rule, these three menachos, which Kulim Mizbeach, and not the Kahan. Frey Timura, Umay Bezu, why do we add after that, Ubezeh, Yofa Koyach Mizbeach? Lafukim in Ishmur, the Yom Ishmur, has Misnadev Yayin, Meivioi Umezalfoi Algabe Ishim. Really? Yeah, we had this, you remember, at the end of Masechtas Zvachim, that Shmuel holds that a person who wants a menad of yayin nesachim on their own, no problem. Any day of the week, a person can get menad of yayin to be put on the mizbeach. However, unlike which what we just said a moment ago, that nesachim go into the shitin, if you are menad of a korban nesachim, says Shmuel, you pour it agabi yoishim on the maracha. Obviously, we're going to ask the kohen to pour it slowly, so he shouldn't extinguish the fire of the maracha. But he pours it on the maracha itself, just like any other carbon that you are menadev to the mizbeach. This goes agabi ishim according to Shmuel. Ah, so therefore, I could have given now a fourth case in the Mishnah: minchas kehanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nisachim, and a nedava of nisachim brought by anybody any day. That these also go strictly to the Mizbeach and not to the Kehanim. Kamash Malon, no, it doesn't go in the Mizbeach. It goes Lishit and Asli in the corner holds there. Yeah, the physical is Takan the Mizbeach, but when we say Mizbeach in our Mishnah, we mean the Marocha. This is not the Marocha, this is the Sheet. Okay, so therefore, the Mishnah is Lafukim and Shmuel. Now, Shmuel, please do not get so offended that the Mishnah is Lafukim and Shmuel. Because at the same time, the Mishnah is also a raya to Shmuel on a separate halacha. Misayeh leile Shmuel, the Omer Shmuel ha misnadev shemen. Instead of being misnadev yayin, he's misnadev shemen. What do you do with that shemen? Koim tzoy. You take a kmitza of it. Why do you take a kmitza of the shemen? So you remember, because we learned back in Masechet Zvachim, because that you can misnadev shemen, you learn from the fact that there's an extra word mincha by the carbon mincha. Well, by the menachos, when they're enumerated, so it says if a person wants to bring a carbon mincha, and then he again repeats the word mincha. So the Gemara said from, or actually not from the word mincha, chol karban minchascha, the extra word carbon. It could have just simply said chol minchascha. So the extra word carbon comes to include other things, including yikvi menad of shemen. Shmuel said, since I'm learning this halach of shemen from the carbon, well, just like a carbon, you take a carbon mincha, just like a carbon mincha, you take a kmitza and you put on the mizbeach and you eat the shirayim. Same thing, you take the shemen and you take a kmitza of the shemen and you put it on the mizbeach and the shirayim nechalim, you can eat the shirayim. Oh, so the fact that our Mishnah doesn't enumerate a fourth category of shemen, together with minchas kehanim, minchas kohen mashiach, minchas nisachim, and a nidvat shemen, that it goes totally on the mizbeach, ve'ein lebehen lekahanim klum, or is the charay to Shmuel, that Shmuel taka holds, that's not the case. Although by the yayin it's kulay on the mizbeach, on the ishim, but not by the shemen. Shemen you put a kmitza on the mizbeach, and the shiorim ne'cholim, and the rest of it is eaten. Oh, that's a right from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that these three are the only ones which are kulal mizbeach ve'imim lekahanim. That's consistent with Shmuel, legabi the case of the shemen. Now, if you're wondering how come Shmuel distinguishes between yayin and shemen, and the shemen he says make a kmitza, and yayin you don't take a kmitza, so I'm sure all of you are saying it's for practical reasons. And in fact, that's what. How can you make it? How can you? Good, good. Continue on.
Yayin will just pour through your fingers.
Exactly. So, if you look, the Rashi Ksavyad says exactly like you. If you look halfway down Rashi Ksavyad, in the middle of the line, it says v'shiyorav ne'echolim. Says Rashi Ksavyad, toloya v'kulam mizbech. It doesn't go totally on the mizbech. V'shanali l'shmul b'yayin. I'm sorry, bein shemen to motzi kometz, or bein yayin loy motzi kometz. In other words, a practical consideration. By yayin, it is so. It is not let's do the other. The viscosity of shemen is much thicker than the viscosity of yayin, and that's why by shemen you could grab hold of it. It's going to make the kmitza avoid the kosher b'migdash even more avoid the kosher. It's hard enough to keep your solus between the three fingers, to go and keep your shemen between the three fingers. Hopefully the shemen at that time, when that he's being menadev, was thicker than our shemen today. Because if you're talking about our shemen today, it also is fairly, it's not as viscous as you might think. Anyway, but bottom line is, the Mishnah is both a raya to Shmuel in the case of shemen, and it's also different than Shmuel in the case of the ayin. And now we go to the second part of the Mishnah. The shtei alechem alechem upanim go kula likoyhanim, frek demore v'suleka. I have another case of something going kula likoyhanim. What is that? So it's more of ikah chatzas oif. The chatzas oif is kul lekahanim. You don't go and put any part on the mizbeach. Kul lekahanim. Freitimara, not freitimara. So it's more ikah dama. You're right in terms of the flesh of the chatzas oif. That's kul lekahanim. But the dam, you have to do your hazo'o and mitzoy on the mizbeach. No. So ibazoi, the mizbeach does get something after all. Not even a drop of those two go on the mizbeach. What about like shemen shel mitzayra? Doesn't that go totally to the kohen? Meaning, after you take the like shemen, every mitzayra, when he brings his asham mitzayra, he has to bring with it the like shemen, and that like shemen is used for a number of purposes. First you go and pour like shemen into the left hand, and then the kohen with his right hand, either the same kohen, another kohen, goes and takes from that, he's maza sheva pa'omim lefnei ha'paroiches, and then he takes further shemen from that hand, and he puts it on the two behinois, that is the thumb of his hand, and the big toe of his right foot, and also he has to put on the oizen, and any remaining shemen in the hand, he now pour it on top of the roish ha'metzoyer. But all of the rest of the loik shemen, which is still in the loik, is still in the kli, that's eaten totally by the kohanim. Now, that being the case, mizbeach doesn't get anything. Ubzei yofe koyecha kohanim. And for the Gemara, ikam matanoisev. Meaning, you're right, there's nothing on the mizbeach, but it doesn't go kul the kohanim because of the matanois. What are the matanois that we're talking about? Rashi and Rashi Ksavyad. Rashi on the top says that the matanois are the behoinois. Therefore, they have a kula lekahanim, that you put on the behinus and on the oizen. The Rashi Ksavyad says it's the seven hazois that you do towards the paroiches. See here, the Rashi Ksavyad down below, two, three lines before Mishnah, says matonis ala paroiches. Anyway, but everybody agrees it doesn't go kula lekahanim, and that's why it's not enumerated in our Mishnah. Frankly, what is the bizu? We said bezu yofer koyach kehanim mikoyach mizbeach lafukim miman diyom shtei alechem abois b'fnei atzman l'sreifa asyon. We had a machloikus earlier on in our mesechta. What happens if they didn't have the shtei kivsei atzeres to go and be matir? You brought the shtei alechem anyway. The reason why you had to have the shtei alechem anyway because you had to be matir chodosh b'migdosh. Otherwise, you would not be able to bring any new karbanis mincha from the new tvur. So you have to have the shtei lechem. The only question is, but what do I do with the shtei lechem? Since I don't have the matirim of the shtei kivsi atzeres, can I eat it or can I not eat it? And there was a machloikis before in the Gemara. One man, the Yama, said, no, if you don't have the shtei kivsi atzeres, bless breira, the kehanim can eat the shtei lechem. The other man, the Yama, says, no, lisreifa asya. Since you don't have the shtei kivsi atzeres, you have it go lisreifa. Ah, kamash malon. That's why our Mishnah says, la fuke from that man, the Yama, that in fact you do eat it. The zuki offer koyich kehanim li oilam. In all cases, the kehanim get that shtei alechem, even if there is no kivsei atzeres. That's why the Mishnah stresses, the kehanim always have this koyach, even though the mizbeach, unfortunately, is not getting anything from the kivsei atzeres, because there are no kivsei atzeres. But the kehanim can eat, nevertheless. Okay.
It's on to matka, though. I don't remember the figure clearly, but there's no matka.
That's true.
How can you eat something if there's no
matir? That's this mandi yama. The mandi here in this gemara, that's why he holds three. If asyan, you have a nitta without a matir. The other mandi yama holds, the blessed breira, you can eat it without the matir. If you have kivsi atzeres and you don't bring them, you cannot go and eat finish the alechem. If you don't have, then you don't have. Okay, on to the next Mishnah. Look to Mishnah Vayter. Now we're going to learn a little bit about the mechanics of our karbanis mincha. Kol menoches ha-na'asois pekli. To unais shloisha matonois shemen. All menachas that you make bekli. Says Rashi, what's the purpose of saying bekli? It's lemute the carbon ma'afei tanur. And therefore, what we're talking about is a minchas marcheshes and a minchas machvas. Each one of those requires three times shemen. What's the three times shemen? Now, for some reason, which is somewhat strange, the Mishnah brings the three in reverse order. Yitzika ubalila umatn shemen bekli koidim lasi yosem. Meaning, Rashi and Rashi Ksavyad explain that, all the Mefarshim explain that when you start off with your normal carbon mincha, you bring your carbon mincha into the Beis HaMikdash, the first thing that you do is you take the kli, shores, in which you're going to place your carbon mincha. First you put in the shemen inside that kli. That's what we call matn shemen bekli. After that, you go and pour in the flour into the kli, and now comes time to do the blila, the mixing. It's not going to be easy to go and mix just with that little shemen on the bottom. So says Rashi Ksavyad, now pour in the warm water, mayim poishrim, and obviously we don't want to put in hot water, because if you put in hot water, it could be machmitz, and we know that kol menochis boy is matzah, except for two, shtei lechem, and the fourth of the species of the by the carbon toida, thank you. And so therefore, if you look at the Rashi here on the bottom, Rashi Ksavyad, koidim lasiyosim, the second Rashi in the Mishnah, noisen tchile shemen bekli. First, you took the empty kli shores, and you put some shemen in. V'noisen soilis alein, now you pour the soilis into it. V'loshe bepoishim, now add some warm water and start doing your kneading, your lisha. And now, now you put the second time shemen to complete the belila, to go and mix and mix and mix. And when the mixing has been completed, so those are the three in the Mishnah. The matan shemen bekli comes first, put in the flour, now go and put in some warm water to go and do your proper belila. Add the belila, meaning adding now the second group of shemen, and after you finish the whole bila, then you put in yitzika to you finish off the third. That's when you're talking, and so that's so far. Now we continue on chalas boilul on divrei Rebbe v'chom oimris soilis. What does that mean? When we're talking about doing the bila of the shemen together with these two karbanos, if you're talking about a mincha soles, that's very simple. Like we just described, put the shemen in first, put the soilus, mix it with water, go and then mix it with shemen, belila, and then you put your tzik at the end. What happens, however, if you put chalis? Chalis means you're bringing now either minchas machvas or minchas marcheshes. Now we all know that in order to be able to do a kmitza, you have to do a psisa. The pasuk says, uposeis oisa pitim. That means you crumble it up. The question is, when do I do my bila and my yitzik of shemen. According to Chachamim, you do it when it was still soilless. So you had your shemen, you put in the flour, you added the water, you added the shemen, you did your blila, you went and put in your yitzika, and now I have a fertige dough, a taik. Now, Sidacham, go and bake it, not bake it, put it either into your machvas or your marcheshes, and when that is completed, take it out. You'll have loaves of machvas or marcheshes, and now you do your psisa, and now when you do your psisa, now you're going to add the shemen, both the bila shemen and the yitzika shemen. I'm sorry, again, I went off to Rebbe. According to Chachamim, you already did everything from before in terms of the three Nesina Shemen. You put the Shemen in first, you put your Soles, you mixed it with the water, you mixed it with the Bila Shemen, you put the Yitzika Shemen, you took the dough, you put it into the Marcheshes or Machvas, now you have your 10 loaves of Machvas Mincha, or 10 loaves of Marcheshes Mincha, and now you tzebrekel it, you do the Psisa, and now you bring it to the Koyin and say, Koyin, do your stuff, do the Kemitza. However, according to Rebbe says, no. By the machvas and the marcheshes, you initially put in the shemen into the kli. Yes, you're right. You put the soles in the kli, and you add the mayim poshrim, and you mix it, and now you have your dough, which only has one nesina shemen, that was the shemen that you put into the kli to start off with. You now put it into your two kelim, the machvas or marcheshes. You have your 10 loaves which emerge. And now, from this point on, you have to go and do your psisa. And after you do the psisa, now you add the shemen and you do your bila. You mix it. After you finish with that, you do your yitzika. And now you call over the kohen and say, do now your kmitza. So the machlokes between Rabbi Nachum is what the order is. Do you do the bila and yitzika when it's still in raw, soulless stage? Or do you wait until after the processing in the machvas and marcheshes, and now you add your bila shemen? After you do the psisa, you can't just add the shemen to the chalas. But you have to go and do your psisa, crumble it up. It's like, if you will, like matzah meal. Go and put in your first shemen and mix it, and then you pour your yitzika, the final shemen, at the end. So this is the machloikis between the chachamim and between Rebbe. Getting back to our Mishnah, at this point, Hachalois, we are now taking a detour. We're leaving Minchas Machvas and Marcheshes, and we're coming to the Minchas Ma'afei Tanur. And as you know, when it comes to the Minchas Ma'afei Tanur, the Torah says you can do it Chalois Matzois Belulois Bashemen, or Rekike Matzois Mishuchim Bashemen. So you already see from the Loshen Apasik, the Chalois Matzois Belulois Bashemen, Hachalois Tunois Belila. Like we said, you gotta go and mix it. Or a kikin matzis mishuchim b'shemen, this you don't mix in any shemen into the original dough, or into the psisim, but rather, after you have your kikin, you have your wafers, wafer-like thin matzis, which were baked inside the oven, the mafi taner. Now you're moishich it. Moishich means that you anoint it. You smear shemen. Ketzen moishichin, how do you smear it? Kimin ki. Ki is sometimes referred to as Kof Yevanis, which means it's a letter in the Greek alphabet, and there's a machloikis exactly what the shape of this ki is, this Yevanis. What is the machloikis? Rashi down below, the Rashi Ksav Yad, says that the Ois Yevanis is Asuya Kimin Tes. Tes, in other words, like the Hebrew Tes, which comes after Ches in the Hebrew alphabet, and which in English is similar to, or in the English alphabet, is similar to a U. Kehafrosh is goidul mi'etzba. Go and take your goidul, which is your thumb, separate it from your etzba, which is your pointer finger, and then you'll see that it looks like a U. And that's in the art scroll, in the footnote, it says that the U-shaped ois in Yevani, in Greek, is called the upsilon, or epsilon. Anyway, so that's the shape of this Ois Yevanis, it's like a U. The top Rashi, however, says, no, it looks like a Chof. Chof of our language, and Rashi apparently is referring to a Langa Chof, and it's Chof Yevanis, that's the Rashi Tevis, Chof Yud, that's the key to understanding. And that Chof is an English letter would be like an L, just an upside down L. Chof Yevanis, you have the top of it, in other words, a chof, you have the top part, and you have the leg coming down. So that's what he means, like an upside down L. And that's how you're moishich these rekikim meshuches b'shamen. Finally, the Rambam holds that it was like an X, that your meshicha was like an X shape. So you have a three-way machlokes exactly what this kamin ki is, and that's how you did the meshicha. V'ashar nechon lekehanim. That's like all normal karbanis, other than the three menachis of the previous mishnah, the minchas kehanim, minchas kohen meshicha, minchas nesachim. Every other karban mincha, you go and put the kmitza on the mizbech, and the shirayim is nechal kehanim. Okay, so Tumar, we started off kol menachas nanasis bekli. So Tumar lemute, my amr papa lemute minchas mafe, because mafe taner we dealt with at the end of the mishnah and the beginning of the mishnah, which was talking about those three matanis. Those were talking about the minchas machves and marcheshes. Taner rabban, we have a brisa. V'in minchas marcheshes korban necha soides bashem entei osem. You have the ois beis, yeah. In minchas marcheshes korban necha, you want to bring minchas marcheshes. You start off with Seudas Bashem and Tiyasa. Then the next pasuk, which Gemara is going to quote momentarily, via Mincha al Hamachvas Karbenecha, not Minchas Marcheshes, Minchas Machvas, Seudas Bashem, I'm sorry, Seudas Belula Bashem and Matzah Sihia. So you have these two psukim back to back. And we're going to learn halachas one from the other. The first pasuk, Minchas Marcheshes Karbenecha, Minchas Marcheshes Karbancha, I'm sorry, Minchas Marcheshes Karbenecha, Soilis b'shem and tiyasa. What do I learn? Malamit sh'tu'una matan shemen b'kli. This teaches us that you have to have matan shemen b'kli. How do I see that it says in a kli? Because it says soilis b'shem and tiyasa. In other words, the shemen is there from before. Now take the soilis and put it into the... You don't put the shemen into the soilis. You put the soilis into the shemen. Oh, that teaches us that the first matan shemen is b'kli. Like we had in the Mishnah, Matan Shemen Mekli Koidim Lasiyasim. That's the first thing you put into the Mizrak, into the Klisharis, you put in the Shemen first. That's the Minchas Marcheshes. Now here it says Karbenecha, and then it says Minchas Ala Machvas Karbenecha, so I have no Exeter Shava. What's Exeter Shava? That Ma, just like Ma Kan Matan Shemen Likli, that the first Shemen of the three parts of the Shemen you put in the Kli first. Afla alon, the same thing by the machvas, also matan shemen b'kli. Because there it doesn't say by the menchas machvas that soydes b'shemen tiyase. It just is sula b'lula b'shemen. So I don't know which one comes first, the soydes or the shemen. So therefore, that's why I need to learn with gzeira shavah. And now, since ain gzeira shavah l'machza, I learn also in reverse, ma'al alon yitzika u'balila, afkan yitzika u'balila. Only by the menchas machvas does it say in the pasuk yitzika u'balila. Well, the Belila we just had in this pasuk, so it was Belula Vashemen. Oh, so it says Belila. By the Minchas Marcheshes, it doesn't say Belila. And the Machvas afterwards is another pasuk, V'yotzak Alei Hashemen. So it says Yitzika. Ah, so therefore, the din of the initial Shemen that you put into the Kli, that I learned from Minchas Marcheshes. And that I have to go and add afterwards the Mincha, no, not the Mincha, the Shemen for the Belula, and the Shemen for Yitzika, that doesn't say by Marcheshes, that only says by Machvas. So I import to the Marcheshes those two requirements of the Belila Shemen and the Yitzika Shemen for the Minchas Machvas, and I import from Minchas Marcheshes to the Minchas Machvas that Nesinas Shemen Bekli at the outset. Conclude over here, Rabbi Yisai. Mechem continue tomorrow, 7:45. Have a wonderful